The Service Employees International Union is the second largest union operating in Massachusetts. Nationally, the SEIU is cutting its roughly $300 million operating budget by 30%, citing threats posed to unions by President-elect Trump. Some union supporters here say it's a sign of what's to come across organized labor. Others are vowing to double down on organizing. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
SEIU's international president told staff earlier this month that because the far right will control all three branches of the federal government, workers will face serious threats to their ability to join unions. SEIU Local 32BJ is fighting for a $15 minimum wage and to unionize 1,500 workers at Logan Airport. 32BJ's Roxana Rivera says it's still too early to know the local effects of the budget cuts, but she does not expect organizing to diminish.
SEIU and the locals that are under the umbrella of SEIU that carry out the organizing plans, we've made it from many years ago, we've made organizing a priority.
The SEIU's 30% budget reduction will be complete by 2018, with a 10% reduction going into effect January 1st. The union would not say what exactly will be cut, though the local budgets are not tied to the national budget. Organized labor is on high alert for coming judicial appointments by Donald Trump. They include more than 100 federal judgeships and a position on the Supreme Court. And a conservative Supreme Court could decide that non-union workers covered by union contracts can opt out of paying fees that cover the cost of contract negotiations. Massachusetts AFL-CIO President Stephen Tolman says the need to cut could spread to other unions, including his own.
We always look very closely at the budgets. If our affiliates are cutting back, it's a sign that the whole industry is going to have to tighten up their belts and be more responsible financially.
But Tolman says the need for unions will only increase under Donald Trump.
Our mission in the fights that we take on are certainly not going to diminish. In fact, they're going to augment very rapidly, I would think, when the new administration is in place.
Some experts feel the coming political climate will demand more political action from unions and less organizing. Clark University industrial relations professor Gary Chasen says the SEIU budget cuts indicate that's what's happening. But he says the predominance of pro-labor Democrats in the state legislature make Massachusetts unique.
The battles to be fought in Massachusetts are different than in other states, but nothing should ever be taken for granted. They may have a favorable political climate, but they should allocate funds to make sure that that climate always stays favorable.
The largest union in the state is the Massachusetts Teachers Association, with 110,000 members. President Barbara Mattaloni says the best defense against Trump is to expand grassroots organizing. She cites the successful No on Two campaign, which beat back efforts to expand charter schools in the state.
The question of political power will follow deep organizing. That's what we discovered at No on Two. No on Two is a deep organizing grassroots campaign. And what we discovered is the power of people working in coalition for public education.
Union membership has seen a decline in recent decades, down nearly 50% since 1983. The rate of union membership is slightly higher in Massachusetts, where about 14% of the workforce, or 402,000 workers, belonged to unions in 2015. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.